Second Day of Silvers, David Sparks. Sportsman Spotlight. Former Alaska resident and good friend, who lives in Boise, actually, Chad Hood, is a wildlife biologist who loves to fish for silvers in a special honey hole in the river.
10 straight years, my brother would come up. We'd do our annual Huna silver fishing trip September in Alaska. That's when it's time to go silver fishing, and that was always my number one passion or number one target was river silver fishing. And we started fishing. Of course, the Huna has got one of the densest brown bear populations anywhere. Immediately start out and we see a bear, and there's still pinks in the stream, so the bears are pretty well behaved. They just leave us alone, but we're fishing and we're getting into the silvers pretty good, and we're not fly fishermen on those. We usually just use spinners. Second day we caught another dozen silvers or so, but the third day was our best day, and I got this secret spot. In a decade I've never seen another fisherman, and we were pounding them. I think between three of us we are allowed to keep six fish apiece, so we got our 18 fish. And I set an all-time record because we weigh all our fish, of course. And it was 14.8 pounds, which a lot of people wouldn't say is all that big. But in the creeks around them parts, the biggest I'd ever gotten in all those years. I think we had 16 bears that day. And one of them was a very curious bear, and he was ready to come across the creek. He was 100 feet away from us. We were showing signs that he was interested. And so we had to make a stand against the bear, and he eventually decided it wasn't worth his effort.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.